can we look at the rate of changes and understand why some species might be shifting their distributions in response to climate change and why some might not.
Dr. Clark Rushing is an assistant professor of population ecology in the Department of Wildland Resources and Ecology Center at Utah State University. He and colleagues at the U.S. Geological Survey noted bird populations declining over the past half century. Whether significant warming trends during the same time played a role in diverging trends of the decline rates was not known. So they constructed a study of 32 birds controlling size and geographic distribution with different migration behaviors to investigate.
We sort of had this prediction that temperatures are warming. That's newly creating areas that species might be able to inhabit that they were previously not able to further north. The trait that really came out as the most important was whether species spend the entire year in North America or whether they're migratory species that winter down in the tropics.
Rushing says the neotropical migrants wintering south of the equator showed the most rapid decline compared to birds either remaining resident or migrating south within North America. He says this suggests there is something other than just the flight distance keeping this group of birds from being able to use the more northerly habitats effectively. Instead of being discouraged about the declining bird populations, though, Rushing is focused on positive actions that people can do to make a difference. Drinking bird-friendly coffee locally, he says, is a great start. Or joining in a citizen science project like eBird, run by Cornell Lab, can be an easy, fun activity.
It's an app you can put on your phone. It'll generate a list of birds that you're likely to see in that area, and then you can just check them off as you go, and then send it straight to this database that, you know, I use eBird data as part of my own research.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Cornaccione.